Life has returned to normal in this riot-torn West Baltimore neighborhood. Police are still fighting high crime, and on nearly every corner are signs of economic despair. The recent riots only compounded the problem. More than 280 businesses were damaged in the area, where 23% of black men are unemployed. University of Maryland School of Social Work Assistant Dean Bronwyn Maiden was born in Baltimore and says securing jobs for blacks is key to the city's future success.
But we also need people that are ready to be trained for jobs. And right now in this community, we have a lot of issues where we need to work on getting people ready to be able to hold jobs.
Maryland state lawmaker Antonio Hayes, who represents this neighborhood, says people here want a better Baltimore.
Being better means seeing justice in our criminal justice system, having better opportunities for fair housing, you know, having better wages.
One out of four blacks in this neighborhood do not have a high school diploma. Brittany Davis blames city officials, including Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, for not making educational investments in black neighborhoods.
She's taking away from money, from our taxpayers' money, giving it to a builder downtown to build condos, but our schools are lacking the resources that they need for our children.
No, but it's a conversation that got to be had.
Community leaders say regaining trust with the police is also essential to moving the city forward. Former Baltimore police officer Rob Weinhold.
You have to be engaged with the folks that you are sworn to protect and serve, understanding what the core issues are so you can, as a public servant, figure out how to be a terrific convener, facilitator, and problem solver to improve the quality of life.
This is our back area.
Linda Keys wants the police to do more to fight crime in the neighborhood and dreams of a better quality of life for her family.
I hope they really build the community up like they say they will. And with that being said, I'll do anything in my power to help. I have no problem with going out there door to door and asking anybody, do they want to help?
Keys and others believe positive change can happen with a stronger determination to invest more money in the community and the people who live here. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Baltimore.